Well, the Democratic candidates running for mayor were all over the five boroughs yesterday, presenting their closing arguments to voters before they head to the polls on Tuesday. Joining us now to discuss what's happening today in politics is New York Daily News political reporter Annie Carney. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning, Sterius.
So, you know, what are the campaigns for City Council Speaker Christine Quinn and former Comptroller Bill Thompson doing as they try to catch up with frontrunner Bill de Blasio?
Well, I think their goal right now is, I think, to make direct contact with as many voters as possible before Tuesday. So Quinn has a huge team of volunteers knocking on doors, making calls. Thompson's trying to do the same thing. He has another one of his 24-hour campaign stops planned for Monday. I think the idea is that voters really can change their mind or can come out if they meet someone directly or have a direct contact and understanding of what these candidates stand for. They're also, again, it's another full day. Both Thompson and Quinn have about 12 campaign stops today between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. So it's just the end slog of just blitzing the entire city.
And what's de Blasio's strategy as front runner during these last few days?
Well, he has it a little bit easier. First of all, I think that it's to keep hitting the message that has made him the front runner in the first place, which is he's the progressive choice versus the status quo choice, this anti-Bloomberg tale of two cities mantra that has propelled him to the top. But he's also out there. You can tell, though, that he's a frontrunner just by looking at his schedule. He has only five events today. Two of them are TV appearances. So he doesn't have to sprint as hard right now. Yeah. But I think it's just to keep hitting that message that put him on top in the first place.
You know, the United Federation of Teachers, PAC, released its first ad for Bill Thompson yesterday. Thompson has been struggling to make himself known to voters. Is it kind of strange that they waited so long?
It feels like it's the last minute, but also a lot of people come back from Labor Day and finally say, okay, now I'm going to pay attention to the mayor's race, and now I'm going to figure out who I want to vote for. So this is actually kind of a well-targeted time. This is when a lot of New Yorkers are paying attention for the first time, and so that ad could actually be very effective and really resonate for him.
You know, Al Sharpton says he isn't endorsing anyone in the mayor's race because he's torn between the two bills, de Blasio and Thompson. Mm-hmm. How much of a blow is this to them?
I think that, I mean, he's been sort of playing with this the whole time, saying he's not sure who he's going to endorse, he's not sure when, and now he said he's not going to endorse in a primary. Al Sharpton is probably one of the only endorsements out there left that could have any impact. So it could probably help Thompson. Thompson actually, de Blasio is beating Thompson among black voters, even though Thompson is the only black candidate in the race. So Al Sharpton's endorsement might help him in that demographic. It could also help de Blasio in the same demographic. Those two candidates are splitting that vote. So it's probably a loss, but it's not like he went for one or the other. So it's just, it could have had an impact in one direction or the other, and it won't, and we'll see what he does after the primary.
And, you know, Governor Cuomo yesterday said that he's staying out of the comptroller's race. Do you think an endorsement from Cuomo could sway the race between Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer or former Governor Elliot Spitzer?
Well, if he was going to make an endorsement, it would be for Stringer. That much is clear. He and Spitzer are kind of public enemies, don't like each other. So it would help Stringer for sure. It's a big name. It's the leader of the state. I think it would be a big deal also for the governor of New York to get involved in the comptroller's race. It would be odd. It would create a whole news cycle just based on that and what it means and what the relationship is between Cuomo and Spitzer. So that would be a bit of a distraction, but I think that someone of that level endorsing Stringer would have helped his campaign.
And briefly, just to wrap up, you know, this is the first election where super PACs can spend unlimited money in support of candidates. Have we seen how that's affecting the campaigns here in the city yet?
It hasn't. Yeah, people thought this was going to be a game changer in the election, and it hasn't. It hasn't been. There's one PAC started to oppose Spitzer's run for comptroller, to support Stringer. That PAC ended up raising just $1,200. So that was a big nothing. An independent expenditure by the UFT has given Thompson $2.3 million to spend on ads, so that's helping him. But I think in general, my sense is it wasn't the reason anyone's going to win this election, and it was a bit of the dog that didn't quite bite completely.
Annie Carney is a political reporter with the New York Daily News. Thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Thanks for having me.
To keep up with all the candidates, check out our mayor tracker at WNYC.org.